The following announcement has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
I see. This is Perched on the Top Rope. And I'm the biggie man. And I'm coming to get ya!
Welcome, everyone, to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, former Dirt Sheet writer from Ringside News, the Daily DDT, the Sportster, the Richest, and Sports Kita. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Lee Walker, and we have the 2024 Crown Jewel event in less than 24 hours. Now, this will be the sixth Crown Jewel event taking place Saturday, November 2nd, 2024 at the Mohammed Abdo Arena in Red Eye, Saudi Arabia. Now, of course, the event will air via PPV/PLE along with the live streaming on Peacock. This event primarily has just WWE, SmackDown, and Raw, with a couple NXT people sprinkled into the event. Now, this will be the 12th event that WWE will hold in Saudi Arabia under the 10-year partnership in support of Saudi Vision 2030, which I don't know if you know what the Saudi Vision 2030 plan is, but it is a government program launched by the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, which aims to achieve the goal of increased diversification economically, socially, and culturally. So WWE is being part of that, which WWE was the first to have women participate in professional wrestling on such a big stage like that in Saudi Arabia. It's never been done before. Now, we have a total of 7 matches, not including one match on the pre-show. The pre-show starts at noon, and that pre-show match, ladies and gentlemen, is none other than Sami Zayn taking on J.D. McDonagh of the Judgment Day. Now, this is makes no sense to me. It's just a match for the crowd to get them ready for the show. Given that Sami Zayn is really in a feud with Gunther wanting the world championship, and the fact that we're also veering away a little bit from that, as he's also part of the storyline with the Bloodline. And that is because being part of the Bloodline when he was there in 2022 with them, feeling pretty oozy, he was recently saw talking to Solo Sikoa, the current tribal chief, head of the table, running his version of the Bloodline. So I'm going to say that Sami Zayn wins this match. And with that, our opening match, or at least it's what I think is going to open the match, I'm not 100% sure, and it hasn't been announced since this recording, but I'm going to say that our opening match is Seth Rollins taking on Bronson Reed. And this whole feud started off on August 5th on an episode of Raw when Bronson Reed brutally attacked Seth Rollins and hit him with 6 tsunamis. Rollins had sustained internal bruising and cracked ribs. It was kayfabe, ladies and gentlemen. And was ruled to be out of action for an undetermined amount of time. Well, during this time, Seth Rollins made a surprise return on September 30th on Monday Night Raw, costing Reed the last Monster Standing match against Braun Strowman, hitting him with the curb stomp on the stairs. After several altercations have occurred between Rollins and Reed, which has led to this match scheduled at Crown Jewel. Seth Rollins, being the well-known superstar that he is in WWE, he is totally established. I would say this would be a must win for Bronson Reed to move on as the monster heel that they want to make him out to be. However, if he loses, I would say it does nothing for him unless he loses in a way to which they made him look like a monster. So there's that. I'm going to say that, as much as it pains me, Seth Rollins wins this match. He gets his revenge on Bronson Reed and moves on. Now, let's take a look at the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship that's going to be on the line, that is crossed between Raw, SmackDown, and NXT Women's Tag Teams, to which Adam Pearce, Nick Aldis, and Ava respectively came up with this match. And October 25th on an episode of SmackDown, they all agreed that Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill would defend their championship at Crown Jewel in a fatal four-way match, taking on Damage Control's Io Sky and Kairi Sane from Raw. From SmackDown, Chelsea Green and Piper Niven from SmackDown, and then from NXT, the metaphor of Lash Legend and Jakara Jackson. Damage Control without Asuka has been stale. It's clear that they need Asuka to survive. And Dakota Kai. Chelsea Green and Piper Niven, great heels. They're more of a comedy skit, I feel like, at this point in the women's division. And the metaphor, realistically to me, would be the ones that have the best chance of winning. Unless Bianca or Jade turn on each other in this, I'm saying that they are hashtag and still your WWE Women's Tag Team Champions. And our next match is the WWE United States Championship. And this has been going on since July, folks. Andrade and Carmelo Hayes have been feuding with each other. Both men getting 3 victories each on each other in this best of series that they've been having. And during this time, LA Knight had successfully defended his United States Championship against both Andrade and Carmelo Hayes, as he defeated Andrade on September 20th and defeated Carmelo Hayes on October 11th, both on SmackDown. There was a 7th match, which was dubbed Game 7 between Andrade and Hayes, that was scheduled on October 25th of SmackDown, where the winner would also earn a future title shot against Knight again. Knight then actually served as the special guest referee for the match, but it would end in a no contest after Knight would attack both men. And as a result of his actions, General Manager Nick Aldis scheduled Knight to defend the championship against both Andrade and Hayes in a triple threat match at Crown Jewel. Now, I don't know if you also saw, but LA Knight has branded the United States Championship with his moniker of the LA all over the leather strap. When you start doing stuff like that, I don't see you losing the championship. So I'm going to say hashtag and still WWE United States Champion LA Knight. The only way I see him losing this is basically one of the other men hit their finishing move and the other one pushes the other out of the way. You know, like LA Knight hits Carmelo Hayes with his finisher and then Andrade gets LA out of the ring. That's the only way I see something happening in this match. But I'd also be inclined to tell you this is probably going to be one of those matches, if not the match that steals the show. And folks, this is probably going to be the main event of this whole program, because the Bloodline has been such a long-lasting ordeal. It's been such a long storyline since 2020. And it all starts here. It all starts at WrestleMania 40. After losing the undisputed WWE Championship at WrestleMania 40, Roman Reigns took an indefinite hiatus while Solo Sikoa ended up taking over the Bloodline. He claimed himself the new tribal chief, and he kicked out Jimmy Uso and Paul Heyman while adding Tama Tonga and Tongaloa, as well as Jacob Fatu. At SummerSlam in August, Sikoa challenged Rhodes for the championship, during which the Bloodline attempted to interfere, prompting Reigns to make his return and cost Solo the match. Raidens and Rones would then reluctantly agree to team to face Sikoa and Fatu at Bad Blood, which saw the return of Jimmy Uso, who helped Reigns and Rhodes win the match. On the following SmackDown, Jimmy told Reigns that he needed help against Sikoa's Bloodline, insinuating bringing back Jimmy's twin brother, Jey Uso, who had left the group on his own terms a year ago and moved over to Raw and had moved on, though Reigns was against this idea. Jimmy then appeared on Raw to attempt to make amends with Jey, but Jey declined. It would be Solo Sikoa and the Bloodline who wanted to recruit Jey, but they caused Jey to lose his Intercontinental Championship against Braun Breaker on October 21st on Raw. And Jey, in turn, caused the Tongans to lose their WWE championships to the Motor City Machine Guns on October 25th on SmackDown. Later, Jimmy and Jey would embrace reuniting the Usos. While Reigns watched, he was just in the back chilling, shaking his head, knowing that that was going to happen. It was October 28th.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
On Raw, that Jey agreed to appear at this week's SmackDown to make amends with Reigns, and later it was announced that Reigns and the Usos would face the Bloodline in a 6-man tag team match at Crown Jewel. Now, you have essentially what is a 3-on-4 situation. I'm assuming whoever is not chosen from the bloodline will be on the outside of the ring. However, I would be inclined to say that Cody Rhodes could be a fourth person to help back up Roman and the Usos, the OG bloodline, if you will. But I'm also inclined to think that maybe Sami Zayn would, but Sami was recently caught on camera talking to Solo Sikoa, God knows on what, but I'm sure we're going to find out. After all, he was an honorary Uso, or Us, and part of the bloodline. So, if I had to pick who was going to win this match, I would say for the sake that we know that Survivor Series War Games is coming up. So I'm inclined to think that Solo Sikoa and his bloodline are going to win this match. And I could be wrong, but I think that that would set up a nice, perfect thing for the bloodline versus bloodline for War Games. And our next match, we'll see, for both the men and the women, a first ever crown jewel champion of champions, as both the women's and the men's champions, respectively, on SmackDown and Raw will face off one-on-one to become the first ever crown jewel champion. Now, all of this news was made during Bad Blood, when WWE Chief Content Officer, the CCO, Paul Triple H Levesque. I'm just going to stick with Triple H. I hate the fact that they do that now. He announced that at Crown Jewel, the reigning men's and women's world champions of Raw and SmackDown would face each other. However, their respective titles would not be on the line. Instead, the respective winners would be crowned the Crown Jewel champion and the women's Crown Jewel champion. And he also announced that this would be an annual match for Crown Jewel. Now, Liv Morgan and Nia Jax retained their championships at Bad Blood. So, the Raw Women's Champion and SmackDown's Women's Champion, that match is set up for tomorrow, as well as the SmackDown's undisputed WWE Champion. Cody Rhodes did not have a title defense at Bad Blood. He was automatically entered into the men's match. Now, his opponent was determined by the Raw's World Heavyweight Championship match on October 7th on Raw, where Gunther retained his championship, thus setting up the men's Crown Jewel Championship match. When it comes to Liv Morgan and Nia Jax, this is an interesting one because we have seen with Nia Jax, Tiffany, who has the Money in the Bank briefcase. So if Liv Morgan is to win this match and Nia Jax is down, could we see Tiffany cash in at Crown Jewel? Think about it. It could happen. I'm going to say this is going to be a close match. You have two heel champions with Liv Morgan and Nia Jax. Nia Jax has Tiffany, who is the Money in the Bank briefcase winner right now, who's looking to cash in, and she's made attempts on Nia Jax already that we've seen. Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. if you will. And Liv Morgan just had Raquel Rodriguez return to her side. So will we see Raquel with Liv? If we do, how is all this going to work out? I'm expecting to see, in all honesty, Liv Morgan wins the match and Tiffany cashes in. It's Tiffy time. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we also have the men's match, which is Cody Rhodes taking on Gunther. Now, Gunther, who has Ludwig Kaiser by his side, and seemingly Cody really not having anyone by his side. Cody now having ties to Roman. Could we see the Bloodline interfere in this match? Where Cody is the fourth man for Roman Reigns, Jimmy and Jay, and he joins them for War Games against the Bloodline. It seems like it could be set up that way. However, we are going to have to wait and see, and I mean, we are less than 24 hours from this PLE that is Crown Jewel. I would have to say, knowing that Gunther has had a championship for more than 75% of his entire career in WWE so far, I feel like this would be a way to solidify him still having a championship, because WWE is going to recognize it as a championship. It won't be defended on Raw, SmackDown, or any other PLE but Crown Jewel, and it's still a championship. That is just like Candice LeRae being the WWE Speed Championship. We don't see it on any other show but on WWE Speed, but she's still recognized as a champion. So this would be a good way for Gunther to be able to keep that percentage streak alive and climbing, if you will. However, Cody being such the babyface that he is, this is the only match with this championship that we have a clear good guy versus bad guy, because in the women's match we have just two heels. I'd be inclined to say that Cody Rhodes wins this match, but I'm also inclined to say that there's going to be so many people involved, it costs Cody the match. Whether it be Ludwig Kaiser, anyone from the Bloodline, that's where I'm going. I'm going to think that Gunther is the one who wins this match, and Gunther is the one who becomes the Crown Jewel champion. Now, am I wrong? Yeah, probably 100%. To think that a good guy is going to lose in such fashion in such a big pay-per-view like this, that's like saying you're having WrestleMania, but you're going to put Andre over Hulk Hogan. Not going to happen. So those are my picks. I am saying that Gunther becomes the Crown Jewel champion. Liv Morgan becomes the Crown Jewel champion, with Nia Jax losing her championship to Tiffany after Tiffany cashes in. I think Bronson Reed should win, but I'm going to say that Seth Rollins wins. When it comes to Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens, I'm going to say Kevin Owens wins. LA Knight retains. Jade and Bianca retain. If there's anyone that stands a chance at winning, it's Metaphor or Damage Control. But Damage Control only wins if we see Dakota Kai or Asuka. And I think that the Bloodline of Solo Sikoa, Jacob Fatu, and Tama Tonga win that match. Ladies and gentlemen, those are my predictions. Make sure you go and you watch all our interviews on YouTube, unboxing videos, WWE 2K, 24 videos, youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope. Go to Apple Podcast. Leave us a 5-star review. Make sure you give a little comment while you're there. It's Apple Podcast, Perched on the Top Rope. And don't forget, we are on all sorts of other forms of social media. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope, near 16,000 followers strong. We are on Instagram and Threads at Perched on the Top Rope Podcast. You can also find us on X at Perched Top Rope. Now, you can also find us on TikTok, where I used to make the joke that you can watch the Taskmaster, Kevin Sullivan, get humped by a dog, but since he passed away, it doesn't seem appropriate. However, we have all sorts of fun content and stuff that you can laugh at, wrestling-related. On TikTok, it's Perched on the Top Rope. Fans, remember, spoiler-free's the way to be. I'm out.